your feeling? This one little stuff. Ian was still trying to figure out. I'll talk to you after. So we left off in the previous year, trying to figure out some of the klalim that govern Suffolk Mammon. So just to recap for a moment, we saw there was a machlekes between Sumchas and the Rabbanan. There's a principle called Mammon Amut B'Suffolk Cholkin. We saw that even the Chachamim who deny Mammon Amut B'Suffolk Cholkin don't really deny it entirely. All they denied is to the extent that if there's some other governing principle that's more important, that's more significant than that, then we're going to follow that principle. What are some of those more important principles? What are some of those more effective principles? So one is Mukhso, it's obvious. And number two is Cheskes Barakama. And that was the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Kuf. That even in a situation where I'm not actually holding on to the item, but we know that I used to be the rightful owner of the item. So there's a cow that happens not to be sitting in my property right now, but it was sitting in my property a few months ago. Everybody knows that it belonged to me. And now when we have a latest safek, so that is not called the Mammon Amut B'Suffolk Cholkin according to the view of the Chachamim. So it was that principle of Cheskes Marakama that we accept the halacha seems to be a little problematic, because that was the issue that the Rishonim brought up at the beginning of the third parak of Parak of Masechet Bava Metzia. So let's recap for a moment that Sugi Bava Metzia and see where we're going to take it from here. So the Gemara had a suffix about Haknas HaKefel. We're not sure whether that Sugi, whether that Mishnah Bava Metzia, that when a Shomer pays Mafka for the item, so all of a sudden he's Zocha the Kefel, the item was stolen and now it's found later, he's zeich on the kefel. We're not sure whether this particular case is subject to that halacha. What was the case? A wild case. A guy borrows a cow from a woman, from her property, and then instead of paying back the woman, he pays back the husband. It's a kinyan pegras, not a kinyan gofel. We have to leave you out of all the technical details of the third problem right now. Tachlis is one word that interests us. One word is teiku. We don't know what to do. So Chazal warned you, threw their hands up. So what do we do? Now we live in a world post Gemara. What do you do? Might have such a shaila. So the Rif told us a startling psalm. So the Rif said, Cholkin. Mammon Amut B'Suffolk Cholkin. What did the Rif say? Cholkin. So it must be, says the Rosh, with the Rif members as follows, that under these circumstances, everybody would agree to Cholkin, because B'Stomach is no Mukhsa. Nobody's Mukhsa on the Kefel. The Kefel hasn't even come yet. The Kefel's sitting in the Gadam's bank account. So nobody's Mukhsa yet. The Mafkin nor the Shomer are Mukhsa on the Kefel. And presumably there's no Cheskes Barakama. Really? There's no Cheskes Barakama? He asks the Rush. What do you mean? There's a real Cheskes Barakama. We know who used to own the animal. We're having a suffix. Was the animal's transferred ownership vis-a-vis the Kefel from the Mafka to the Shomer? So we have a latest suffix. Where did that happen? But we know that a week ago, the animal belonged to the Mafka. We know a year ago, we know 20, this animal's always belonged to the Mafka. You have a latest suffix. Where did the Cheskes Barakama change? Says the Rosh, so follow Cheskes Barakama. I ain't bovitzi enough kufa benal. Zeklam gor bedim. We should follow Cheskes Barakama. So what does the Rif mean? No, sorry, this is the Mammon Amut B'Suffolk Cholkin. What the Rif meant to Paschal like Sumchus, that can be. The Rif himself says we don't follow Sumchus. So what in the world? What is Pshat in the Rif? So it is clear that there is something about this suffix above Mitzia that doesn't lend itself to Cheskes Barakama. And in order to understand what characteristic of this suffix that does not lend itself to Cheskes Barakama, we have to backpedal a little bit and understand a thing or two about what Cheskes Barakama is. Cheskes Barakama is one of those strange, strange things because it exists. Gemara speaks about it in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf. Gemara's in Cheskes Batim allude to it. So there is such a principle called Cheskes Barakama, but it's not exactly clear the mechanics, not exactly clear what this is all about. And very often in Lumdus, when you focus on the exception to the rule, that tells you an awful lot about the rule itself. So if we understand why Cheskes Barakama doesn't apply, at least according to the Rif in the Sugya of the Mafka and the Shomer, that may open up our eyes to a lot what the nature of Cheskes Barakama is all about. So there is a major machlokes that we touched on a little bit before Yom Tov. A major, major machlokes as we continue through Baba Basra, particularly when we get to the third parak, is going to repeat itself time and time again. It was a major, major machlokes to Gedolei Olam between two brothers. One was the Ktzos, and one was his brother. His brother wrote a whole series of Svarim. One of them was called the Trumas Akri, one of them was called the Kudus of Sveikas. The Ktzos held his brother in the highest, highest regard. Not only did he hold him in regard in terms of lomdus, he had tremendous personal karasatov to his brother. If you're interested, you can take a look at a beautiful introduction to the Sefer Ktzos HaChoshen, where he explains to you how much his brother was moiseh nefesh for the actual publishing of the Ktzos. Because in the olden days, publishing wasn't just, you know, you pressed a few buttons on a computer and send it off to the publisher, come back in 6 months from now. You had to sit with the printer at every single page, you had to make sure there were no mistakes and no typos. Hey, Mamish had to sit for months and months, and he says, he didn't have the time for it. So he was a rabbi, if I should have time for this. He says, his brother was also a rabbi, so I'm not sure, maybe he had a small dealer. So his brother, the Kudus of Sveikas, went to the publishing house and sat, he writes, for weeks and weeks and weeks to make sure the Ktzos HaChoshen should be published properly. So we have a tremendous across the Tofu, Justin. Yomali Davazed Dayenu. We also have a Kodesh HaTofer because we've got two phenomenal other Svarim as well, what they're called the Sefer Kodesh HaSvekas. So in the Sefer Kodesh HaSvekas and in the Sefer Ktzos and the Sefer Shishmait, also from the Ktzos, so what emanates from a whole series of these different Svarim by these brothers was there was a major machlokes between the two brothers as to what are the ABCs of Cheskes Merkabah. Where in the world does Cheskes Merkabah come from? So the Baal Ktzos himself suggests that Cheskes Merkabah is not Muchsuk. It has nothing to do with Muchsuk. There are two sugyas in Halacha. Muchsuk means I'm holding onto a jacket. Muchsuk means the animal's in my rishus. Cheskes Merkabah means I'm not holding onto it. It's not in my rishus, but it was in my rishus a month ago. That's not Muchsuk. For sure, says the Ktzos, that is not called Muchsuk. Means my shirusham right now. So if it's not Muchsuk, what is it? Says it tells us what it is. There's a rule in Issei Heter that we follow the status quo. Whenever we have a latest asafik, we're not sure about something, so we try to figure out what were things like in the past. What was the status yesterday? Was this woman an Ashesis yesterday or not? Was this mikvah kosher yesterday or not? Were these tyrus tohoros yesterday or not? Somebody, some Gilgul, somebody came to hear the shir. I guess he wasn't welcome. So, but not anymore. So comes the din in Issei Heter that whatever things used to be, that's the way they remain until you know to the contrary. Now, the truth is, we live our lives based on Chazaka Meikara. If not Chazaka Meikara, we would all have to come to davening significantly earlier, and I'll tell you why. How do I know my tefillin are kosher? Maybe they're possible. Maybe something happened in the last month, the last year, the next 6 years. How do I know? And the answer is, well, the sofer checked me a few years ago, and he told me they were kosher. And therefore, I have a right to rely on the fact that kosher until proven otherwise. If I have a very, very significant reyusa, like they dropped into the lake or something, so that could throw into question the validity of the chazaka. But short of that, I'm not mechuyav to mistapik. I can assume things are the way they are. There's a general rule in life, or a general rule in halacha. Things remain the way they are until proven otherwise. Where did that come from? What's the source of that halacha? So there's a very, very famous Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara says in Beitza that even on Shabbos you're allowed to pick up the bug. You grab your race, on Kavachem, on Friday you're allowed to get rid of the bug. It doesn't say you can kill the bug on Shabbos, you're allowed to remove the bug. So comes the Gemara in Chulin and tells us the following, one of the most fascinating sources for this principle that governs our very lives. Chazaka meikara, menoha mil sadam rabbana azin abas chazaka. Where's the stand of Hosh?
Did you
compile
between a cheskes kashrus that you have something that you assume that hasn't changed the status to a chazaka of mitzius of a...
Oh, we're getting, you said the magic word mitzius. We got a while to go until we get there. That's going to be part of the punchline of the answer. I'm still trying to get the background. So we're trying to figure out, our goal of now is to figure out where does this parasha, where does the sugya of Cheskes Merkabah come from? So I push it back for a moment, and I tell you what the Ktzos says. Ktzos starts by saying, I tell you what, it's not Muchsuk. So what is it? It's related to another sugya called Chazaka Meikara de Isurim. And where does that come from? That comes from a different set of sugya. It's not doing Muchsuk, right? Not doing Muchsuk. The source for Chazaka Mekarvi Suma is as follows. The Torah in Parshas Metzora describes that a Kohen is called upon to inspect a house because there's potential negatzaras in the walls of the house. Again, this is, it never happened, but in theory, the parasha exists. So the Kohen goes out, takes a look, measures, looks at the color, looks at the size, and he's about to declare Tameh. Until he says the words Tameh, nothing happens. He's about to say Tameh, and he realizes, when I said, I shouldn't say Tameh now. If I say Tameh now, I'm going to be in the house, I'm going to become Tameh. All the care of this will become Tameh. All the food is going to become Tameh. So wait, let me go out, take out whatever we want first. I'll stand across the street and scream out, Tameh. So Gemara has an interesting question. Gemara says, how could the Kohen do that? How does the Kohen know that by the time he gets outside, a minute later, how does he know the nega hasn't changed size? How does he know? Maybe the nega is too small now. Unless it has a shear of a certain size, the nega is not Tameh. How can the Kohen say with a straight face, Tameh, without knowing firsthand that it's still Tameh? That's where the answer is obvious. The Torah, Samchal Achazoka Mekara. If it was the size of a shear of a nega Tameh 30 seconds ago, you can assume that nothing has changed. Once the halacha recognizes the ability to rely on status quo, then it is arbitrary to say 30 seconds or 10 years. Whatever the status quo was, that is the way it remains until we prove to the contrary. And the Gemara says that is the source why we follow Cheskes Taro, we follow Cheskes Tumu, we follow Cheskes Issa, we follow Cheskes Hetter, we follow Cheskes Kashas of the Tefillin. Everything relies on Chazaka. That's the way the Torah sets up the world. So comes the Halak Tzais, the Shev Shmeitz, and he says, that's exactly what Cheskes Merkava means as well. Cheskes Merkava does not mean Muxal. Cheskes Merkava means you don't own it because you're not holding on to it, but you used to own it. What you used to own, we can assume you most probably still own it until proven otherwise. And that is the source of the halacha of Cheskes Merkava. So according to the Tzais, there are two sugyas here, there are two parashas here. There's a sugya of Muxal. What's the mocha for muchsok? So that was the Gemara Bava Kama. Either Mibal Dvar Migashalem, either a Pasuk Mibash Mishpatim, or a Svara. Whatever the source for muchsok is, that's one parasha. And there's another parasha called Cheskes Barakama, which is a subcategory of Chazoka Meikar. But one thing it's clear, says it says, it has nothing to do with muchsok. Comes his brother.
They are very different, aren't they? One is something physical, which is unlikely to change, like the Zenega. The other one is not
because
ownership. That can change in a second. I can sell you the item.
In
fact, I owned it 5 minutes ago.
But we don't know. We have a latest assumption. But the Gemara is willing to accept that the nega, shrinking is also a possibility. And we're not here to you're not here to measure what the percentages are. There is a latest assumption. So again, is it likely, more likely, less likely? It's possible. But the Gemara is willing to use that mokor of the nega as the source for all things. I have a woman, she has a cheskes penuya, and now we're not sure that she accept kedushin or not. The Rana kedushin says, well, she's muteris, but not Torah. She has a cheskes hetter. Even though with a 50-50 chance, she may be an ashes ish, it doesn't matter. She has a cheskes hetter. So that's the
difference.
Which case now, Liz?
With the girl.
No, even when you have a latest asafik. The Gemara says, even if I have a woman who's a penuya, and now there's a latest asafik whether she has makabal kedushin or not, the Rana says, all sfeikas of kedushin are the kulam in a Torah. There's a startling Ra at the beginning of Masechet Kedushin. It says that any of it is a 50-50 chance whether she accepted Kedushin. We don't even know. Somebody gave her a ring, and we don't know whether the ring was approved or not. There's a 50-50 chance she was B'Kodeshes, and she's an Eish Ezech, that's Losinov, and she's still Multeres B'Natara, because that's the parish, that's the Koch of Chazamas.
Well, so what
you're really asking on is on the Gemara itself. You're asking, how in the world did the Gemara in Chulin see in Neged Saras a raya that you could follow chazaka when you have a significant suffix? In the case of the nega teras, there's no reyusa. There's no reason to believe anything changed. So that's a loaded question. Can't hold off to the first breath. Chul and Taisa's bothered. We shan't talk about that kasha. How did the Gemara make the jump? But the Gemara did. The bottom line is the Gemara made the jump. So back to our story. So we have a major machlokes as to what is Cheskes Merkava all about. So we have the ktsosis side, that it's not rooted in muchsok. Came along his brother, the Baal Kudus HaSfeikis, and says he's not sure his brother's right. I guess in the true personality of the family, he says, I'm not sure whether, but everyone's besupuk, everyone's writing space as far as about Sfeikis in that family. So he says, I'm not sure that my brother is right. It could be that my brother's not right. It says the Kudus HaSfeikis. It could be that Cheskes Merkava is just another way of saying Muxuk. It's a little bit of an extent, a little bit of a kineicha muhsuk, but muhsuk it is. Muhsuk means when it's in my property now, I'm holding on to the bottle of water now. Princess Barakata means I was holding on to the bottle of water a minute ago. I happen not to be holding on. Now it's sitting in the middle of the street, but I was a muhsuk. So that's also called muhsuk. So according to the Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sfeikis, it's very possible that Cheskes Bar Kama is nothing to do with Chazaka Mekor Visurim. Momenus Luchud, Visurim Luchud, the two Pashas have nothing to do with each other. Cheskes Bar Kama is a subset or subcategory of Pashas Muhsuk. So again, everybody agrees that Cheskes Bar Kama works, everyone except the Sumchas. Everyone agrees Cheskes Bar Kama exists. That's the Gemara in Bavitzid, of course, Sugiz and Cheskes Batim. That's not the question for today. The question for today is, what's it based on? What are the mechanics? What's the source for it? Is it rooted in Chazaka Mekara or is it rooted in Muhsin? So put everything I said right now on hold. Let's move on to the next part of our discussion. And eventually we're going to come back and connect the pieces. Gemara Chulin tells us there's this grandiose principle called Chazaka Mekara. We live our lives based on Chazaka Mekara. Even when there's a latest asofek, shtel of chazaka, we still follow the chazaka mekara. In the halacha, there are two radically different kinds of sfeikas. There are sfeikas in mitzias, and there are sfeikas in din, sfeikas in halacha. Asofek in mitzias is the case of the bayis amenuga. We don't know whether the nega shrunk or not. That's a physical question. Either it did shrink or didn't shrink. It did change color, didn't change color. That's a physical sofek. A sofek in halacha is a totally different kind of a sofek. Something in halacha means something just happened. We know we're privy to all the facts. We know exactly what the metzias is. But we don't know what to interpret that. We don't know what to do with this metzias. We don't know what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want us to do with this information, the facts on the ground. That's a safek in halacha. There are a group of acharonim who developed the following principle in terms of hilchos chazakas. You could follow chazaka meikara. That only makes sense when you have a safek in metzias. When you have a suffix in halacha, so a phrase was coined by some of the early acharonim, ba'avura chazaka al yishtana hadin. Just because you have a chazaka in one direction, that's going to paskin the shaila. Paskin the shaila means you got to look up the chumash, look in the halacha mashinais, look in the gemara, look in the mishnah, figure out what the dinya Torah are. One of the kochos of passing a shaila is not chazaka mekara. The fact that something used to be this way, how does that have any input as to what the outcome of the halacha is? Chazaka Mekara can have input on the facts. It can't have an input on what the halachic interpretation of the facts are. And therefore, whole group of acharonim developed this principle called Ba'avur HaChazaka Al Yishtana Hadin. That chazakas are great and the wonderful Chazaka Mekara are gewaldic in Sveikis and Mitzvahis, not in Sveikis and Halacha. Now, let's put together the two pieces of information that we discussed. 2 minutes ago, the Chazaka Mekara was, we used to be talking about, what is Cheskes Bar Kama? Is Cheskes Bar Kama muhsuk? Or is Cheskes Bar Kama a din of Chazaka Mekara? That was question number one. Question number two is, it's possible to say that Chazaka Mekara doesn't work when you're dealing with Sfeikis and Halacha. If you combine those two pieces of information, you can come up with the following. One and two together, you come up with the following principle. It's very possible that Cheskes Bar Kama is a great vehicle that we have. It's a phenomenal institution to use when we have shailas in Dinei Mamonos. It's great when the nature of the suffix is a mitziyastik suffix. When we don't know what the facts on the ground are, then we're very comfortable invoking Cheskes Bar Kama. Why? Because the Ktzos may be right. That Cheskes Bar Kama may be rooted in Chazaka Meikara, and the group of Acharonim may be right in part two, that Chazaka Meikara only makes sense when you have sfeikus and facts on the ground. But the minute the suffix enters into the world of Halacha, the second that it becomes a suffix in Din, not a suffix in Metzius, then all bets are off. Because if principle one and principle two are correct, that will prevent us from applying the principle of Cheskes Bar Kama to suffix in Din. If, number one, if Cheskes Bar Kama is a corollary of Chazaka Meikara, and principle number two, Chazaka Meikara fails us miserably when it's a suffix in din, if both of those things are true, then guess what? It's a geometry of the third principle. Then Cheskes Bar Kama will fail us also miserably in Sfeikus and Din. And whenever you have a Sufik and Din, I can't budge. Muchsuk, yes, but Cheskes Bar Kama, no. Because if Cheskes Bar Kama is nothing more than just a fancy application of Chazaka Meikara, and Chazaka Meikara itself is irrelevant in Sfeikus and Din, then the corollary, the combination of those two principles will be that a Cheskes Bar Kama and a Sufik and Din will not work. Comes the Kuntras HaSfeikus himself, of all people, the one who wasn't sure that his brother was right, but he wasn't sure he was wrong either. According to my brothers up there, I understand the riff. According to my brother, the riff reads like a charm. What did the riff say? The riff said, we have the Suffolk here. What if there was a Knossa Kefil? We don't know. One Rav says there was, one Rav says there's no, the Rav Bina doesn't, Rav Ashi doesn't know. It was blood taken. We don't know. We're not sure. How does the halach interpret what just happened? I borrowed a cow from a woman and I paid back to her husband. What does the halach of Akrosa Kefil say about that? So you got to know a lot about Akrosa Kefil and Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Yaguf, and what the Umdunah was. There's so much Torah that goes into this. And finally in Cheshem Mishpat, we say there's a Suffolk and Din. We don't know what to do. So the Rif says, Gavalf, what do you do when you have a Suffolk and Din? You split it. So says the Rosh, what are you splitting it for? Says the Rosh, why do you want to be splitting it for? You know why you're splitting it, says the Rosh, because there's no Muxa. But wait, asks the Rosh, isn't there Cheskes Marakama? So what would the Rif respond? The Rif would respond, Cheskes Marakama. Were you kidding? Were you joking? You want to apply Cheskes Marakama over here? This is a Suffolk and Din. And Suffolk and Din doesn't lend itself to Cheskes Marakama. You know why? Because Cheskes Marakama is just another way of saying Chazaka Meikara. And we invoke the principle of the G'del Echaret Ba'avur HaChazaka. Al Yishtana Hadin. So that's the beer for the Kuntres HaSfeikus within the Shittas HaRif. Now, of course, this beer was only as true as the two principles that created it was. And that second principle was very, very shaky. Is that true? Ba'avur HaChazaka Yishtana Hadin? Is that true? So, great surprise. It's a big machlekes in the Rishon. Is that principle true or not? L'chora, that principle, Ba'avur HaChazaka Yishtana Hadin, is a little bit difficult to understand. It sounds right. Right? We presented it, hopefully we presented it very, 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 very convincing, but let's take a step back for a moment and ask ourselves, do we really truly understand this principle about Vorach HaZach HaShtar HaDin? So this is probably a throwback to a question that we spoke about this over the years, and hopefully when we get to Chesabatim, it's going to keep on coming up to us. Let's go back to Chazaka of Isurin for a second. The original case, the Bais HaMenuga, the Suffolk about the Tefillin, the Suffolk about the Eishes Ish. The fact that the Torah says you follow Chazakas. It's a fundamental question. How do you understand this principle that we follow Chazakas? Let's say the worst case, I have a real latest Asafik. I really don't know whether the woman received Kedusha or not. I really don't know whether this item is Tamei Tar. There's a real latest Asafik. Sorry, no problem. You follow Chazakas. Chazakas Meikara, Shtalav Chazakas, everything's good to go. In Lomdus, how do you understand that? So you can understand that in one of two ways. Either you can understand that Chazaka is mevarer to us what the emes is. Chazaka is a birur, the Olam HaYeshivas. It's a birur. It's a proof. Chazaka tells me with certainty, I know my tefillin are kosher. I know the woman's a piduya. I know the mitzvah is kosher. I know it's a birur. The Chazaka is a method in halacha that tells me what the reality is. Nah, it's not true. Chazaka doesn't tell me anything. I have no idea what the reality is. I am in the dark now as much as I was a moment ago. Chazaka is not a mevara. What is Chazaka? So again, the lingua of the Olam HaYeshivas, Chazaka is what we call, it's a din hanhaga. The Torah gives you rules that you're allowed to follow and suffer. You know, life is full of suffering. It's fake as that. We all have that. Everything in life has doubts. So you have to navigate those doubts. You have to figure out how to live your life, even with all the doubts. So the Torah gives you a series of rules that you're allowed to follow if and when you're in doubt. The Torah is not telling you that your doubt was resolved. You want to know whether your doubt was resolved, go get Ruchakan. Let the Navi tell you. I have no idea whether your doubt was resolved or not. But it's interesting, the Moshe, I said of a Navi, it's probably not even the right Moshe. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sedi HaTorah that when a Navi tells you something, can you say with absolute certainty that you know? Elof Tishmo, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. So the Rambam writes that that's the mitzvah. It's not your question to ask, is it the Bira Dover or not? Rambam is a funny Moshe, Hilchos Sedi HaTorah about a Navi. But not for now. In Hilchos Chazakas, it could be that I don't know anything more than I knew before. You want me to tell with certainty that the nega is still there? I don't know what the nega is. Unless I see the nega with my own eyes, I don't know the nega is still there. What I do know is as follows. I have to live my life normally. And the Torah gave me this right to follow the chazaka meikara. So that's the way it is. So in other mayashim, this is always presented. What is a chazaka? Is chazaka an haga or is chazaka a birur? So let's go back now to our klal about vura chazaka ishtana hadin. That klal, the many achronim of the chadish. If you hold that chazaka is a birur, the goal of chazaka is to get to the truth that I understand why chazaka cannot work in a suffolk in halacha. Because to get to a halachic truth, there's a method how to get to a halachic truth. It's called Moshe Kibbutz Tar Mesina, Mesel Yeshua, learn Gemara, learn Rishon, learn Shacharach. There's a halachic way to get to a truth. Chazaka is not a pesek. Chazaka is not a rub. Chazaka doesn't have a mesoira. Chazaka is not a mevar. So if you hold that the goal of chazaka is to be mevar the emes labitai, so I understand chazaka can be mevar the mitzias, but chazaka doesn't have the koyach to be mevar halacha. But if you tell me that all chazaka is simply a way to deal with a life full of doubts, it's on hugga, what to do when you have a suffix, it's like the suffix. It was a suffix, it is a suffix, it will remain a suffix, what? It doesn't matter. Chazaka is not here to resolve any doubts. Chazaka simply tell me how to live my life in a state of doubt. My nafkamino, whether the state of doubt is a mitzias doubt, whether the state of doubt is a lying doubt. Chazaka, it gives me the right to live my life, to navigate my life, even in a state of doubt. So my nafkamino. So I'll share with you the following quick before Shacharis, the following story. I was learning in Kerbiavna. This goes back about 19 at the time. I was 19 years old. I was in Ramosha Duman Shir. Some of you may remember that name, Ramosha Duman. Anyone, any old Kerbiavna people there? Ramosha Duman was a famous Rebbe. Suffice it to say, he was my Rebbe. He was Rabbi Willard's Rebbe also. So he spanned the generations of, and he was still going for quite some time afterwards. So we were learning Chesed Chadatim. So and he was a fire, short man. He was on fire. He would scream at you in Hebrew and throw in his heyday to throw shtenders. He was mamish rischa deraisa. So I remember it was right before Rabbi Nizvanim. We were about right before Chesh Nisan. We were learning Sugi Chesed Chadatim. And he was screaming and he's saying, "Ani lo mevin, im chazoke ze birur, ani mevin, b'avur chazoke ishtan adin, aval im ze hanhoge, im ze hanhoge, im ze hanhoge," like five times, "hanhoge, lama lo, boom, he crashed the shtetl down. The zman ended. Everyone was shaking. Went back to America for Pesach. I met two Rosh Yeshivas over Yontif, the Osben Shlita Shivan Tells in Riverdale, and Ratzvi Kushalevsky, for some reason, happened to be in Riverdale over that Yontif. So I asked both of these Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, this capture of Moshe Duman, and they both told me it's the same Shtickle Torah, and I didn't understand the Shtickle Torah. B'shayitai, I still have that burning question, the Shtem, the smashing of Moshe Duman. I still don't understand the answer to this capture. We'll roll the clock forward about 30 plus years. I was sitting in the shul one day in my house, and I was learning the sugya, and all of a sudden I saw that the stipler asked the exact same kasha as Rav Moshe Duman. If you hold chazak is azoy, then I understand. And if you hold it azoy, then I don't understand it. I don't know the stipler to understand it, but he writes it. Sorry, how can we be talking? I was so excited that finally I found someone else who also didn't understand it. I didn't find an answer, but I found another gadol of ha'olam who didn't understand it. I gave like a scream out, yes. I banged down the table. My wife came to check, make sure everything was okay. I said, I just was malamit chus and my Rebbe's cash from 35 years ago. So just the excitement was just was mounting. I'll leave it to Achir. I'll give it until Tuesday. And come up with an answer. It's still been eating away at me for 35 plus years. So you let me know by Tuesday. Okay. Let's show you Tuesday.
Hoping
by suffix din, so that when there's no mukhsa and there's no cheskis nor kama, then